We have two more awards. The next is the Safety Committee Award for Recreation. Would Barbara Augen, Jenny Burt, Garland Neil Brown, Rick Cantu, Nancy Harger, Cheryl Juber, Kevin Matthias, Nancy Roth, and Kelly Simpson please come forward? Hi, everybody. This award recognizes the team's work to ensure safety for both Portland Park and Rec employees and Portlanders who use our community centers and other facilities. The committee monitors not just worker injury reports, but also guest accident reports to identify risk trends related to the use of our facilities. The committee comes together to develop recommendations for staff training and education to improve safety. The group is made up of respected leaders who are motivated to implement changes and keep our system safe. Thanks to each of you for your great work. And our final award, the Significant Reduction in Losses Award, goes to none other than Mike Abate. Mike, come over here. Mike is our newest bureau director and hired after a competitive national search. And I just want to say publicly how glad I am to have you on our team, Mike. This award recognizes Portland Parks and Rec's significant reduction in losses during fiscal year 2011-2012. Compared to an average of the previous three fiscal years in the fleet liability category. And there will be a quiz on this later. The Bureau was able to reduce its losses by nearly a third, or 27%. Congratulations to you and everyone at the Bureau. Thank you.
So this is the Top Safe Driver Award, and the award goes to Vincent Scott Simon.
Congratulations. Go ahead and put it on. I'll put it on first and then talk. That's
great. Vincent Scott Simon has been a facilities maintenance technician with the city since 1999. He has always shown a willingness to take initiative to ensure that he provides outstanding service. His efforts have led to improved facility operations and resulted in tremendously positive feedback from service requesters. On the road, Scott has shown the same initiative by taking ownership of defensive driving tactics and making safety his first priority. The Bureau, the Office of Management and Finance, is pleased to recognize Scott with this well-deserved award as the year's top safe driver. Again, congratulations.
That's fantastic. So here's my...
Would Michael D. Williams please step forward? All right. For the past 12 years, Mike has had no preventable collisions with the city and has built his driving expertise to the level that he is called upon to work skillfully and safely in a wide variety of CDL required areas. He is always willing to share his knowledge and offers training assistance to his fellow employees. We are honored on behalf of the Portland Bureau of Transportation Maintenance Operations to recognize Mike as the Bureau's top safe driver. Congratulations. Would Pam Harris please come forward? All right, Pam.
Yeah.
Some of my best parking tickets have come from Pam. Pam has been a parking enforcement officer for nearly 25 years. She spends a great part of her workday driving a parking patrol scooter in very heavy traffic, which requires her to maneuver close to cars, watch for pedestrians, and other traffic while performing her work of timing vehicles, identifying violations, and enforcing parking codes. A parking enforcement officer that still has a sense of humor is an amazing thing. It's one of the toughest jobs in the city. It's a high-pressure environment, knowing you're going to deal with a lot of cranky people. Pam models all the attributes of an exceptional parking enforcement officer. On behalf of the Bureau of Transportation Parking Enforcement Division, we appreciate your dedication to safety and excellence. Oh, congratulations. Right.
For Portland Fire and Rescue, would Jeremy Freyho please come up? Four years ago, Station 8 took possession of a new aerial platform that was much larger than the equipment then in use. Piloting this large apparatus is a demanding task, and firefighter Jeremy Freyho stepped up and handled the many resulting maneuverability challenges, surpassing all expectations. Jeremy is always conscious of safety when driving, operating the aerial, on the fire ground, or in the station. He's proven to be a natural teacher and mentor to the other members at Station 8. He always verifies that his equipment is secure and roadworthy and makes sure that all members are seated and belted during travel. We are pleased to recognize the vital contributions Jeremy has made to the fire and rescue team. Congratulations. And for the Water Bureau, the top safe driver is Pete Schlenegger. Did I get it right? Close enough. Thank you. You're very generous. Yeah, Fritz ought to know how to say Schlenegger, right? Pete is a watershed specialist too, who has been working in the Sandy River Station for 8 years. He is responsible for driving large dump trucks and a variety of other equipment in the Bull Run watershed. His duties also include plowing roads to remove snow in the winter. Snow plowing in particular can be very hazardous due to the steep and narrow roads, which are often blocked with trees and other debris. Negotiating a large snow plow through this terrain can be very challenging. Pete has not had an accident in his 8 years at the Water Bureau. This is a remarkable achievement given the challenges of his job. Pete is also actively involved in the Bull Run Safety Committee and has provided a great deal of input on improving watershed safety. Thank you, Pete.
Okay, for the Bureau of Development Services, Top Safe Driver Award, Forrest Gill. So over the past, Forrest Gill began his career with Development Services in 1995 and currently serves as a commercial plumbing inspector. During his successful tenure with the Bureau, driving has been a daily part of his job responsibilities. When driving to construction sites and other locations, Forrest takes care to plan safe driving routes and has been an exemplary city driver. Forrest is known as a consummate professional who always produces first-rate assistance to customers and employees. So we are honored to recognize you today for your Top Safe Driver Award. Thank you very much.
I want to thank everybody very much. I'm Kate Wood with Risk Management, and I have the honor of closing today's ceremony, and I've been advised to keep my remarks brief. I'd just like to thank the commissioners for their time and participation in this very unique program. I'd like to thank the members of the city risk staff, particularly Tracy Hamer and Joanne Sultani, for their organization. And it actually was organized, although it looks a little devastated here. And I'd like to thank the bureau directors who support safety in their organizations and allow their folks to come today to be recognized. And most of all, I'd like to thank every individual who day in and day out makes good decisions on the job that enable them to work safely and enable us to provide good services to the citizens of Portland. We're going through tight budget times. I hear people saying safety's going to get cut. Those of us that know about safety know that is not true. We may have different programs. We may have different ways that we're doing our job, but we're going to have to do those jobs safely regardless. It's going to take a little more time. It's going to take a little more thought. It's certainly going to take innovation. But there is no doubt in my mind that we will be here next year recognizing the city employees who every day make a good decision to do their job safely, come home safe, keep their coworkers safe, and provide services to the citizens in a safe fashion. So with that, I'd like to invite you all to join us in the lobby for some cookies and refreshments, and see you all next year. Thank you.